It's wonderful to be a child, isn't it? I feel like a child. I was 14 years old when Mary Elizabeth Judd came to visit our home, and I had an experience of the presence of the Lord, and it spoiled me for everything else. Nothing else appealed to me like that wonderful manifestation of the Lord's presence in our home. And by the time I was 18, Miss Judd opened the door in the faith homes in Zion, and I was right out of high school and right into the faith homes, where I experienced over and over again this wonderful presence of the Lord. I don't think there's any drug that could take you as high as being locked into the presence of the Lord. It was such a thrill. I feel it's like having received a rare diamond. And of course, I've got a real one on my hand. But I also have one of those false ones, you know, it looks nice and big. My mother gave me something you send away for zircon. And it's not the real thing. This is the real thing. And that's the way I feel about the presence of the Lord. It's the real thing. And I was taught, and I truly came to believe that Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves you the same way. He loves you. He loved us enough to die for us and give himself for us. This morning, when the trumpets were playing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." You know what I heard, Brother Tom? I heard it as if it were spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, holy. And that word came into my heart that the Lord wants me to be wholly his. Not just wants me to be holy, but he wants to be wholly his. Altogether, absolutely surrendered. And if I am, I'll be the happiest person in the world. And I've proved it so. As I gave myself to the Lord in my 20s, I found out that he satisfied, and he was everything to me. I didn't know where he was leading. I came to Pilgrim Camp in my 30s, and I wanted to live here. It was so wonderful. It was just like Zion, Illinois. It was the manifestation of the presence of the Lord again, and lots of work to do, because I like to work too, and there was plenty to do here, from cooking in the kitchen under Brother Paul as his third cook, and also being with Auntia in the village counseling and in the cottages and in the housekeeping, and I think I hit them all, didn't I? I don't think I ever waitress, but I love the presence of the Lord here, and we've been away for 20-some years since Jim and I traveled otherwheres. But when we came back 4 years ago, I found that wonderful presence of the Lord here again. And the reason I came back is because I've been ministering with Jack Chow and Sister Chow in all parts of the world. I've had opportunities to go to China 2 or 3 times, to the town where she lives, Shanghai, and also to Australia among a Chinese community in Sydney. And we've been in Taiwan and Hong Kong and even as far off as Malaysia. So the Lord's taken me all kinds of wonderful places. But 4 years ago, he brought the Chinese here. And before we came, I wish you could have seen them. I was in Shanghai in a meeting, and Pastor Chow announced the Pilgrim Camp Conference. They stood to their feet, and for a half hour, they prayed for you. They prayed with all, they stood for a half hour shouting and praying for America and for their coming. It was very moving. And they came that first year. And now I said, this is our fourth season. 2 weeks ago, Jim and I came here to camp ahead of them so we could sort of make up beds and, you know, that kind of stuff and get ready for them. And when they arrived, there must have been 10% of them had never been here before. They love the beautiful campgrounds, and they love the wonderful presence of the Lord. Well, I was to be there when they came to the prayer room. We had 4 meetings a day, if you can believe it. It was from the time we left our room to the time we went to bed at 10:30 or so. But the first session was, I was to be in that prayer room at 7 o'clock to lead them into prayer for the day, 7 to 8. I'd come in at 7:15. They'd already be there. And they prayed, sometimes quietly, and sometimes I think they woke up the whole neighborhood. They shouted and they cried out to the Lord, and that went on every morning. And sometimes they wouldn't be dismissed at 8, it was 8:15. But they cried to the Lord that he would manifest himself to them, that he would reveal himself to them in a new way. And he poured out his spirit. Something happens when we praise the Lord. And they praised with all their hearts. You know, darkness has to flee. Darkness can't live in that light of praising. I've proved that myself. I was born a dumper. I was very despondent. I'd rather cry than sing. And, of course, the Judd Faith Home got a hold of me and told me I was going to fail God unless I learned to praise the Lord. And so it took me longer. It took me an hour for 4 months. But in that four-month period, as I did it anyway, even though I didn't feel, I walked back and forth, and the Lord set me free. And that was over 40 years ago. And the depression, the discouragement, the despair never came back. So I tell you, I know it works. It really works. And when the bottom falls out, I still get a refresher course and start walking the floor. Praise you, Jesus. I believe you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. And he breaks through in my life. Well, that's what happened with the Chinese. I said there was a shout in the camp. And when they knew they were about to leave, we'd often ask prayer for you and your camp season, that the Lord would be with you as you serve the Lord. And they prayed very earnestly. So I wanted to share that with you, that before you arrived, people that didn't even know you were praying for you, believing that God would do something that would be absolute turning point in your life, that you'll never go home the same as you came. It'll mark your life forever. And the one admonition I have is that you give yourself wholly to him. Holy, don't hold anything back. The reason Christians are sometimes look miserable and act miserable is because they haven't given everything. And I made a contract with the Lord when I was 23, and I wrote it out in a paper. I read it every morning. I, Martha Beidle, my name then, give myself altogether to you, Lord Jesus, for time and eternity. My future, my marriage ideas, I surrender it all to you. But every morning I'd have to read it before I prayed. So I would remind myself that I'm his. And that's the one steady focus in my life, is that no matter what happens, I know I'm his. I'm his forever, and I'm only his. And that he is working everything for my good and his glory. Praise his name. Thank you, brother, for letting me share. The Chinese really love this place. They're already making plans which cabin they want next year. They gave me a list, and I think it's wonderful. That how can I be among the Chinese? I can sing one song for you. I'll do it just for you, Betty. Chu wo jai wo xin, chu wo jai wo xin, a herden chi miao chu en chi du wo jai wo xin. Now she's the only one that knows whether I did it right. Christ lives in me. Oh, what a salvation. Christ lives in me. And the thing that makes me able to mingle among the Chinese that we minister in all these countries is the presence of the Lord. I call it the universal language. That when we're one in the Spirit, it doesn't really matter if you're red or yellow, black or white. We're all precious in his sight. And I just want to say thank you for them. They left before you came. But they left with Jesus living in them in a greater way. They left in the joy of the Lord. And we thank the Lord for such a place as this that's been set aside for Jesus to inhabit and to make those great changes. I like to tell them they love to wait in the Lord. They love to get quiet. They love to jump. They jump. I'm not a jumper, but they got the jumping in the presence of the Lord. I dance, but I don't jump usually, unless the Lord does it. but they were so happy to be here, and there was a place where they can come and have Jesus work in them. And as I said to him, it's not just enjoying the presence of the Lord and feeling his presence warming your heart. He is changing us. Isn't that mighty? He's making a transformation in us that we won't go home the same as we came. We've been transformed by his Spirit. We don't understand it. It's a mystery. As he said, he builds his temple without the sound of a hammer. He's doing something in you. Believe him. Believe him as you go forth up in the village or up in the kitchen and out on the grounds working. Believe. He's doing something in you. You maybe don't recognize it right away, but you'll look back like I'm looking back. I'm looking back 40 years ago, and I'm seeing that there's things he did in my life as I served him at camp. He opened the door for me to minister in Canada with the McKinnons. And guess what, girls? I met my husband there in the very church where the McKinnons were. So God does all these marvelous things, and I go right back to... I met Jack Chow in this place. So there's wonderful things that God has in store for you down the road. And you'll look back like I'm looking back and say, it all started here where I served him. Amen.
Amen. Sister Mark, praise the Lord. I was wondering if you mentioned how the Chinese prayed for us. Would you lead us in a prayer for them?
We're going to turn the table.
We're going to turn the table. They're not going to outdo us.
Okay. We're glad to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we believe you. We know you did a definite work in every heart that was here. And we believe as they're back home that you'll keep drawing their hearts. That even though they've left this holy place, they haven't left you. You've gone along with them. You've gone home with them. And we just pray, Lord, that all the prayers they have poured out on this campground, you'll pour it back on them.
Yes, Lord.
That you will bless them. You will lift them in your presence.
Dear Jesus.
You'll let them be reminded of those wonderful times in your presence,
yes,
when they felt you draw near. Reveal yourself to them right at home,
yes,
right in the place where you've planted them.
God,
reveal yourself, Amen. Jesus. And we'll be so grateful, Lord, that you've heard us and you answer our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Number 23. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Why don't we stand together and sing this? Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, what a guide and keeper, while the tempest still is high. Storms about me, night o'ertakes me, he my pilot hears my cry.
And sing the fifth.
Jesus, I do now receive him, more than all in him I find. He has granted me forgiveness. I am his and he
Jesus, what a Savior. We thank you, O God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you, O Lord. Thank you, dear Savior. O God, we thank you. Our gracious King, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for these testimonies, for our sister Martha's testimony. You are so faithful. What you can do with a life, Lord, when we follow you, well, it's wonderful. And things happen, and your kingdom comes, and your will is done. And we're just so thankful. We pray, God, that all of us will have a keener ear to the will of God. Teach us, we pray, to follow. Teach us to yield. Teach us to surrender. God, we want to trust you with our happiness. We know, Lord God, that you are able to take us as we are and make us what we ought to be, body, soul, and spirit. And that encourages our hearts. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.